Yes, hello. Thank you for calling the lawsuit helpline.
Yes, I have a potential claimant here. Her first name is Latanya, last name Coles.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hello, Latanya.
Hey.
Yes, hello. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line. We were just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
That's good to hear. Now, Latanya, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I swear.
Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
All right. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain tumor.
Oh, it was a brain tumor?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see here. Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with the meningioma, to the best of your knowledge?
July 2016.
The year 2016?
Yes.
July of 2016. Do you happen to know what day that was on? Like the first, second, the third? If not, I can just put the first.
No, I can't remember all that.
Okay, no, that's okay. So is it okay if I put the first for now? July 1st?
You can.
Okay. July 1st, 2016 is around when you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then what's your date of birth, please?
January 7, 1985.
Okay, here I have it here as January 7, 1985?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
Yes, sir. I have a couple of people that I did the application and I see that it wasn't a fam or nothing. So I have a couple of people here that wants to proceed to get help.
Okay. Is it like friends or family?
Yes, sir.
Okay. After we're done with this application, I will send you my personal number so you can give it out to them too, so I can help them. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, anytime. And then, Latanya, did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know which injectable you used? Was it Depo Provera? Was it sub-Q? Or was it generic acetate?
The first one.
Depo Provera?
The first one. Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo Provera?
Always Depo.
Always Depo? Okay.
Always the first one, yeah.
Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then this question, I just have to ask it, but did you use Depo Provera any time after 1992?
No.
Did you use Depo Provera after the year 1992?
You say after the year 92?
Yes.
No.
After the year 1992.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's okay. It's kind of confusing. Let me see. When did you start using it, to the best of your knowledge?
Um,
If you had to put a year of when you started using it, what would you say?
Lord, I can't really even think that far like that.
Or how old were you when you started using it?
I'm about to be 40. I was like 15.
You were like 15 years old?
Yeah, when my mom started, yeah.
Like when you were in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I have it that you started taking it when you were about 15, that's like around the year 2000. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, 2000. Do I need to put a month and a day? Do you kind of know when? Was this like during the beginning of the year, the summertime, or the winter?
Oh, God. Let's say the 5th.
Like May?
Like, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can put May. And then do you want me to just put May 1st? Is that okay?
Yes, that'll be fine.
All right, May 1st of the year 2000. And then when did you stop using it?
October 2023.
Okay, you stopped using it October 2023. Do you want me to put the 1st as well for the day?
Yes.
All right. Okay, yeah, I can do that for you. That way it's nice and simple. And then, LaTanya, can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. And then your first name, I have it spelled here as LaTonya, correct?
Yes.
Do you have a middle name or no?
Ann.
Ann?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just Ann, correct?
Yes.
All right, and then last name I have it here is Coles, spelled Coles, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then, LaTanya, what's your social, please?
249-619917.
Okay. Let me see here. I have it here as 249-619917.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Thank you for that. And then for your primary email, I have it as dynastythamus83@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then your primary phone number, is it the 864 number?
Yes.
All right. Your primary phone number is 864-200-7481. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And then I'm assuming it's a cell phone, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
Either or.
Okay, I'll put a call for now. And then when is the best time to reach you? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Both, all three.
All three? Okay, I'll put afternoon, the middle of that. And then what is your primary address now?
597 Daisy Street, Newberry, South Carolina, 29108.
Okay, is this a house or apartment number?
A house.
Okay, it's 597 Daisy Street, Newberry, South Carolina, 29108?
Yeah.
Okay. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Doctor.
Doctor, okay. Now, how many times was the, let me see here. How many times were you injected with Depo-Provera in total?
28, maybe.
28 times?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that gave you the Depo Provera?
Let me think of that name.
It could just be the last name.
Her name was the nurse. You say the nurse, right?
Whoever was the one that gave you the Depo Provera.
Okay, that, let me think of the Barbie?
Okay. Dr. Barbie, is it B-A-R-B-I-E?
Yeah, Johnson.
Barbie Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then Johnson is just J-O-H-N-S-O-N, correct?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Barbie Johnson? Okay, let me see. And then what is the name of the clinic or hospital where you received Depo Provera?
It's Newberry. Let's see. It's Family Healthcare Newberry, South Carolina.
Family Healthcare Newberry in Newberry, South Carolina, correct?
Yes. Our address is 2605 Kennard
Street, number 200. Yeah, 2605 Kennard Street, number 200, correct? South Carolina. All right, let me just copy and paste their information. And then for their phone number, I have it here is 803-405-1900. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then was Dr. Barbie also the one that prescribed you the...
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Let me just copy and paste that as well. Dr. Barbie Johnson. And then you said this was... Okay. Let me just copy and paste the address as well. And the phone number. All right. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they perform a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Who was the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma? Was it also Dr. Barbie Johnson?
No, sir. It was the first one I gave you. That I can remember.
Who was it again?
Let me see. Let me think of his name. Dr. Leonardo. Zomberg.
It could just be the last name.
Zomberg.
How do you spell that? Or how do you think you spell that?
I can guess.
Okay.
I want to say with a Z A M. Let me see. D B O R G. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Zomberg.
Yes.
Okay, and that is spelled Zambdorg?
Yes.
Okay. And then was he also at the Family Healthcare Newberry?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Let me just copy and paste that address there. My name is Brandon. I'm calling up for a report. Oh, give me one second. And then, have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No, okay. And then, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Just like radiation, surgery?
I'm not with radiation.
Radiation, okay. Was Dr. Zamborg the one that treated you for the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And this was also at the Family Healthcare Newberry, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for meningioma or no?
I was hospitalized for seven days.
7 days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were hospitalized and you were hospitalized for 7 days. Did you stay hospitalized from the day you were diagnosed or was this like the next day?
The next day.
Okay. 7, 2... And then you said you were there for 7 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see here. So I have it here that you were hospitalized from July 2nd to July 9th of 2016. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me see here. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes.
You do? Okay. And then would you be able to provide these records by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. And then for this final part, we do have to put an emergency contact. Would you like to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
No. You said where to do what now?
For an emergency contact, would you like to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Someone that lives with me.
Okay, and who would this be?
Detmar, Detmar, Exner, Exner.
Did you say Detmar, Detmar?
Yes.
Okay, and Exmer, Exmer?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then what's their phone number?
864-285-6469.
Okay, and then what is their relationship to you?
A friend.
Friend, okay. And you said they live with you, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you happen to know their email address? If not, I can just put yours.
You can put mine.
Okay. And you said they live with you, so let me just copy and paste the address as well. Okay, and then let me just repeat the email to you just to make sure that I have it spelled correctly. That is dynastythames83@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
All right, let me see here. Let me just review these documents with you before I send them over to you for you to quickly sign, okay? We're almost done. Okay, let me see here. All right. Okay, so I have here your full name as LaTonya Ann Coles, which is spelled LaTonyaAnnColes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I have your address as 597 Daisy Street, Newberry, South Carolina, 29108.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and phone number is 864-200-7481.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, everything looks good so far. If you want to now, go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. You can go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you. And then you should see my name on there. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you some documents. Do you see them?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Just go ahead and agree to the electronic signature and the messages, I believe. You have to do that first. And then you can go ahead and sign your name on there.
I am.
Okay.
Okay, I did that one.
All right, let me just make sure that everything is correct here. Okay, I see that you signed it. Let me just go over it to make sure that it's correct. Okay. Got it. Okay, yeah, everything looks good now. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to try to call you here in the next 3 to 4 days. It is very important that you pick up that phone call because they cannot start on this case until they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
I would say the longest, wait 7 days for that call, only because it is during the, we are in the holiday season for the new year and all that stuff. So I would say give them about 7 days. I will also text you my personal work number. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me. You can also give this number out to your friends or family members that were affected with the Depo Provera as well, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay. Well, LaTanya, I appreciate your time. I wish you the best with this, okay?
Well, thank you, sir.
Of course. Have a good day. Bye-bye.